What's the title of this position?
Human Services Officer. So over the course of the last year, I've really noticed the call volume seemed to be increasing related to these sort of more social services related type of incidents. So welfare checks, you know, people who are calling in worried about a relative, or homeless folks in town, people concerned about them, or the substance abuse, the detoxes, the mental health calls. And really began to really get a little worried about the level of support my on-the-street officers who are responding, the level of support that they had at the scene, and really feeling that was inadequate. So that got us thinking about, okay, well, what can we do here? And we started to see a number of different officers responding to the same people at different times and really being disconnected in how they're approaching providing services to these people. So that made us think, okay, well as needing the support for this first response, we're also needing some follow-through capability to how can we manage all these different calls for services and make sure they're being tied together and we're following through appropriately.
What qualifications will this officer have that, or skills or training that the other officers don't have now?
As we've evolved through this process, we've actually decided to train all our officers in crisis intervention training, which is a very intensive 40-hour training session that involves role-playing. It involves mental health professionals instructing us on how to respond to more specifically the mental health calls for service. So our goal by the end of 2017 is to have a majority of police officers trained in that. So that's a fundamental level of training for everyone to have. The person in this position will have that training too. We're also looking at having that person take certified addiction counselor training to at least give them an understanding of what this transition from first response to the counseling side of things might be. What's turned out to be brilliant is that we have, I think, four or five people within the department very interested in doing this. So, you know, they have one of the skill sets already. They're a police officer, so we may just need to give some additional training around the mental health response component to them and get this off the ground quicker.